I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. There are a few items on the agenda, but there are three public hearings to start the meeting off. We found out more with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli.
We have three public hearings. All of them are, I think, somewhat significant. The first one is the Recreation Master Plan update with the new marina plan, and I think... If you read the paper, the newspaper over the weekend, that was front page news that some of the local boaters are still concerned or upset with, you know, the plan or the progress or the methods we're taking to alleviate that plan. And what we're doing tonight is asking the commission to take the already approved marina plan and place it into the master plan, which will then put us in a position to apply for grant funding. Uh-huh. It's a necessary administrative step for tonight.
But there will probably be people that will be coming out to talk on that point in particular.
Yeah, they'll talk about the plan, and there's several people or a small group of people that have been opposing it from the beginning. And I think, you know, we'll probably see some of those folks tonight and be happy to talk to them.
Also, you've got, it says, repealing Chapter 35 of the Marquette City Code and adopting a new Chapter 35 is one of the public hearings. What is Chapter 35 all about? What's going on with that?
Chapter, or Ordinance 648, which involved Chapter 35, is the food truck ordinance. And the city adopted a food truck ordinance 12 months ago, and in that adoption, they asked us to review it after 12 months and bring it back with any changes, updates, upgrades, or anything that we thought was of interest over the previous 12 months. And that's what this is for tonight. We've identified some changes we'd like to make, and mostly from vendor and user input, and that's going to be in front of the commission.
And then there's another public hearing, Ordinance Number 649, repealing Section 3420. What is that tied to?
As we go through this process, we keep finding other or older ordinances that conflict with the new ordinances. So that is a move just to repeal an old ordinance that is in conflict with the new food truck ordinance. So it's just some administrative cleanup.
A presentation from the Zoning Board of Appeals as part of the regular presentations happening, some consent agenda items, and then under new business, you have a discussion about network equipment with the new Municipal Service Center. I'm sure part of the process of getting that all built and up and running.
Yeah, you know, it's not part of the building budget or plan, but it's part of our IT network. We have to connect that building to our IT system, and at the same time, we're looking at taking advantage of the opportunity to build in some redundancies, some securities, and things of that nature. So there's some equipment we'd like to install at the I got marinas on the brain.
I'm sure.
At the service center to help us with our entire system.
It's all part of the process of getting that new facility built. With these public hearing matters, these discussions, are those action items at tonight's meeting, or will they?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
they've been noticed last meeting, and this is the actual decision-making tonight.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at City Hall in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.